It's October 7th. It's on Monday. I don't know when you are going to get this, but it's Monday in Austin. The weather is awesome. It's cool. It's so cool. I almost went on a motorcycle ride. And guess what? My 6-year-old motorcycle won't start. Yeah. It has been hibernating during the summer. Well, given the Texas summer, well, he's better off. Yes, he. Okay. Singing time. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I? Yeah, feels. Jokes. Oh, sorry. Okay. I recently, I don't have jokes. I have jokes about the internet, but you already seen them hundreds and thousands of times. Well, what's stuck in my mind is, I don't know what kind of dug it up. You know, my dating experiences in America, it has been, I don't know, it's been very, very strange to me. I mean, I don't know how it's supposed to go, but I remember the first one out of college, and we were good friends, and he taught me how to drive a stick shift, and I'm grateful. So, no, I mean, and we hang out. I was thinking, yeah, good friends, you know. And one evening, he leaned in and tried to kiss me out of blue. So I just pushed him, you know. And I guess I was strong back then. And he just you know, fell down on his ass. I was stunned. I didn't quite know how to process it. If you can imagine that. This is in college, not in freaking preschool. But anyway, so yeah, it's hilarious. Another one is quite interesting too. And this other one, we kind of like wrestled. I mean, I don't know how that happened, but we just rolled around, and that's the thing to do. And I found him holding my wrist. I mean, just tenderly, right? And I was like, that's kind of weird. And I realized what he was doing is taking my pulse. And I don't know if I should be obvious about I knew what he was doing. So I would just lay there and just willing myself to calm down, because it was a wrestle. And it was kind of awkward. He's like, well, do you want to ask me how I feel? Am I uncomfortable? And by that point, I was uncomfortable. I learned later on it's a trick. You know, they just tell how interested you are of them or some kind of things like that. It's like I don't know, where there's some kind of alien creature, they have to find the charts and plot the dots. For me, that's a turn off, because tell me what you want me to say, and I mean, not what you want me to say, but what, you know, communicate, be friends first, don't just probe me and don't tell me about it. And it's not an interview, you know, you're not bound by law to not reveal your attention or whatever. I find dating's rather, I don't know, is you just, there's such a gap. It's like, we don't know that you're, I mean, we know the guy's intentions, and the ladies, I think, you know, the ladies, they want to have a partner, but there seems to be a gap in between. It's like exactly what we want in our partner. I still don't know if I find the the partner I was looking for. Maybe they don't exist. Maybe the fictions and the books and the novels and books and movies and the jobs and the materialism, they all come from a source of we really don't know what each other's like. And instead of going for the heart of issue, we just scratch the surface and then put layers on top, up layers and layers. And I was just fucking tired of it. You know, I'm not sure it's a joke or not. I'm sure it is somehow a joke on me. Yeah. I think loneliness is quite a huge hurdle. We're trying to haul ourselves up and try to protect ourselves in the same time. And we're just thing and down thing and dragging ourselves, thinking everything's fine and everything is just visible. Yeah, visible. That's strange. To think we can see everything. And just trust it, trust everything we see. That is very human, I think. Well, okay, it's rambling on. It's a Monday, and I had my coffee. So, well, off to a good start. Laters.